Coming to you from his downtown Denver studio, here's the Backstage Jazz Radio Show with your host, Steve Roby.
Welcome, friends at home and friends in the studio. This is the Backstage Jazz Show, and I'm Steve Roby. My guest today is Dave Hansen. He's an arranger, composer, and pianist who has written for various artists and ensembles, including the Boston Pops. Today, we'll explore his residency at Dazzle starting on February 18th, and we'll have Dave discuss a few of his songs. Dave Hansen joins me now. It's great to have you with us. Welcome to Backstage Jazz.
Great to be here, Steve.
All right. Wow, there's so much to talk about today. I don't know where to begin, but I think the best place is to ask you for a brief intro about your musical career for those listeners that may not be familiar with your music.
Yeah, it's a long and winding road, the career. I actually, one big item on my in my bio is 36 years of teaching at the University of Denver, teaching jazz arranging, you know, of course, playing piano. But I actually have an undergraduate degree in saxophone performance. This is very baffling. It's what I mean by a winding road. But got an undergrad degree in classical saxophone. But as we were talking earlier, you know, playing in garage bands in high school and getting turned on by Cannonball Adderley when I was really like 12 years old. That was part of my saxophone life, my admiration for Cannonball. Let's see, and ended up getting a master's degree in classical composition. At the time when I went to Arizona State, they didn't have a jazz composition track. So it turned out to be a really great move, though, because it really broadened my outlook. I got really into Stravinsky and Bartok and 12-tone music and all that. And did some teaching up at UNC, ended up at DU 1986. And I just retired a year and a half ago from DU. Did some teaching last semester at CU, just a temporary kind of fill-in job teaching jazz arranging. You know, I've been playing and writing, like you mentioned, the Boston Pops thing. I've done a lot of arranging for Pops orchestra situations where artists, you know, need arrangements so they can play with a symphony orchestra. And the Boston Pops was with Paul Winter and the Paul Winter Consort. I did, I guess at that time, most of his symphony orchestra arrangements. And so he got a gig with the Boston Pops. And so there I was. It was pretty exciting, to say the least, you know, Symphony Hall in Boston. And
wow. That's cool.
Well, it's been really, actually, yes, and I left out one of the main areas that I suppose from 1982 to probably early 2000s, I arranged and composed commercials and jingles here in Denver, and, you know, lots of car commercials, insurance commercials, racing track commercials, you name it. But, you know, doing all that while teaching and playing, you know, like a lot of musicians, just cobbling together a living, you know, and we do a lot of things. And
what a full, diverse career. Out of curiosity, if any of those jingle melodies actually turned into songs, or did they get just thrown into the scrap bin?
I'm trying to, you know, we did the Remax company. We did lots of commercials for them, and they've had various songs. One thing that I'm most proud of in the commercials, I don't know if it airs any longer, but it was a cut for a racing track, Arapahoe racetrack, and the clients were astute enough to ask for the sound of Aaron Copland. So I arranged a racetrack commercial in the style of Copland's Rodeo, Appalachian Spring. Anyway, that just, the fun part about all that was you might be asked to do anything, as evidenced by, you know, can you give us a Copland Copland sound here? Or, you know, it could be hip hop, it could be country music, it could be Jamaican or whatever. And I really enjoyed that challenge of just being a chameleon. And now in my later years, quote unquote, I am more interested in, you know, my own stuff. It's sounding kind of egotistical, but it's time for me to explore my stuff. And in a way, that's what this residency is about. It's a chance for me to, you know, put my ideas out there, my music. And
let's listen to some of your music. You sent over two songs to share with our listeners. And first up is a song called It Could Happen to You by the H2 Big Band. What can you tell our listeners about this song?
All right. This is, of course, the old standard, It Could Happen to You. However, it's, as you'll hear, it's been, I guess I could say, deconstructed. You'll hear it stretched out, compressed, reharmonized, rethought. And that was really a lot of my thinking in that at that time that I arranged that. It was done, I could tell you a little bit about the record here briefly. The record is called It Could Happen, named after that arrangement. And Al Hood and I went to Los Angeles, and we call it Al and Dave's Excellent Adventure. We went to L.A. We hired the best studio musicians in L.A., just an amazing assortment, and brought in Renee Marie to sing. She doesn't sing on this track, but she sings on four of the cuts on the record. We had a big band. We had some string quartet. We had different things. But this band that the listeners will hear is, like I say, the cream of the L.A. crop. Wayne Bergeron on lead trumpet, Joe LaBarbera on drums. Just an amazing band.
Well, let's listen to it now. This is It Could Happen to You by the H2 Big Band here on Backstage Jazz. You're listening to Backstage Jazz, and my guest today is Dave Hansen. We're listening to some of his music tracks that he sent over. And up next is a song called Miss Nettie B from Al Hood's Jazz Muses CD. What's the backstory with this one, Dave?
All right. This is Al Hood's record, as you say, the Jazz Muses, which was Al's concept of honoring not only his jazz trumpet heroes, but their significant others. Nettie B was a significant other of Lee Morgan. And maybe his mother. I can't remember. Anyway, Lee Morgan, and it's a tune of Lee Morgan's. I arranged it. I honored Lee Morgan's arrangement to some extent, but added another horn part. And you'll hear some sort of chromatic intros and interludes. And you'll hear Al Hood soloing on trumpet. You'll hear Will Swindler on alto sax, Peter Summer, Paul Romaine on drums, Ken Walker on bass, and myself on piano. And it's just an example of some of my arranging and some of Al Hood's great playing. We'll be playing this arrangement on February 19th on the tribute to Al Hood evening.
Well, let's listen to it now. This is Miss Nettie B here on Backstage Jazz.
Thank you.
This is Backstage Jazz, and my guest today is musician Dave Hansen. Dave, let's get into this long list of diverse shows you have lined up at Dazzle. Each one is unique and different. Let's start at the beginning on February 18th, the 5 p.m. show, a duo concert with violinist Claude Sim. Tell me about this one.
Claude Sim, or people who aren't familiar with him, is the associate concertmaster of the Colorado Symphony. So immediately jazz fans might ask, well, what's up with that? You know, well, it turns out Claude is also a brilliant improviser. He plays bebop. He plays tango, Brazilian music. He can play bluegrass, folk music. He is a really, to use a cliche, diverse, but I mean, seriously diverse musician. The thing that's unique about Claude to me is he's a so-called classical player of the highest caliber. You know, you don't play you're not the associate concertmaster of the CSO if you haven't really become a master violinist, and he is that. But he's also a great improviser, and we have collaborated over the course of several years in different contexts, in orchestra music that I've arranged with Claude as the concertmaster, in a small group record of Claude's. Oh, I wrote a violin concerto for Claude, a jazz violin concerto, which was recently played by the Littleton Symphony on March of 2023. And it was just a wonderful opportunity. But so, you know, we've collaborated with kind of elements of jazz and classical, but this is our first chance to play duo together. And it's unique for us in that, you know, we're just kind of getting together this idea of a duo. And yeah, I can tell you some of the music we'll be playing. Also, we're playing Charlie Parker, you know, some Charlie Parker, bebop, a few standards, but we're going to play some Maria Schneider. We're going to play an avant-garde piece called Éclat for Ornette. You know, we're kind of formulating the tune list now, but it's going to involve some straight-edge jazz, bebop, but also Brazilian music, Maria Schneider, and a tune inspired by Jimi Hendrix, I was just telling you about. So keep an open mind when you come. I think that the listeners are going to love it because it's unpredictable in a real good way, I hope.
Well, how great is it that we have a club like Dazzle that gives you the kind of the freedom to design your own shows of this diversity? That's wonderful.
I really, you know, that's why if you have a night like this Sunday, February 18th, when it does mix some different elements, not every venue is going to be open-minded about that. You know, I love Dazzle that they're making this opportunity available. And actually, just a quick backstory. I went there to Dazzle to hear the Shie Iwazumi concert. And I don't go out a lot, but I hadn't seen Donald Rossa in quite a while. I just, you know, briefly said hi. We spoke. And then the next day in my email, Donald said, "What would you do if you had the opportunity to do anything you want at Dazzle?" And that blew me away. It was funny. I guess that we bumped into each other got him thinking, and he, bless his heart, you know, he thought of me to do something. And so I immediately started thinking about what would I do, you know, and this all, you know, all came to mind.
It's great to have that freedom. Yeah.
Really was. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the next night, Monday, February 19th, 6:30 p.m. You're going to do a tribute to Al Hood. Tell me about that.
Brief background. Al and I collaborated for years with what we called the H2 Big Band, Hood Hansen. And we made several records together. We actually did a chamber orchestra record called Just a Little Taste. A lot of people don't know about that, but we're so proud of that record. And then we did two big band records, the It Could Happen CD I was telling you about, and one called You're It, another big band record. And then under Al's name, we did the Jazz Muses record. I did the arrangements and played piano. And we've done all kinds of, you know, live concerts. But Al and I are great friends. We were teaching colleagues at the University of Denver. But in January of March 2022, Al slipped on the ice and had a severe spinal injury. You know, it's been a real challenge, needless to say, for him. He's, you know, had to deal with some pretty rough times. I want to, you know, this tribute is just my way of kind of certainly honoring my friend and collaborator and great friend, but also to kind of keep Al out there, you know, to remind people of his brilliance, the things that he's done, and, you know, keep Al in all of our thoughts and yeah.
What a great tribute to him. And you'll have a bigger band for this particular show.
Yeah, this show, we did a version of this, I guess a year and a half ago. But because Al is a trumpet nut, he loves the trumpet. He loves trumpet players. He's loved by trumpet players everywhere. And he's all about the trumpet. So I thought, what if I took basically the trumpet section of the H2 Big Band and added Will Swindler, who is the lead alto player of the H2 Big Band, and had a four-piece horn section, three trumpets, saxophone, and rhythm section. And so it's unique in terms of instrumentation. I don't think there's a lot of three trumpet saxophone groups, one saxophone groups out there, but it really works. And we're going to play a lot of tunes from the Jazz Muses CD, because they're primarily small group pieces, and some trumpet jams like Dizzy Gillespie's Tour de Force. We'll play Thad Jones's 3-in-1. I've written a new tune and arranged it for three trumpets and saxophone. Just as I say, all about the trumpet and honoring Al, the tunes that Al is recorded or that Al loves to play. And it'll be a real celebration of Al.
Oh, cool. Nice. And the final night, February 21st, a 6:30 p.m. show. This is going to be a live recording of your original compositions for piano, bass, drums, and you've got a bunch of other people joining you on stage, right?
Well, two, to be exact. Mark Simon on bass and Paul Robain on drums, who are no strangers to the Dazzle stage, as I'm sure all your listeners know. And they are two musicians that I can't tell you how much I respect them and love to play music with them. Mark and I spent 2 years playing every Saturday night, right before the 2 years before COVID. Mark and I played it every Saturday night together as a piano-based duo. So we really got to know each other's playing, and I just love playing with him and can't wait to play this music with him. And Paul, of course, I've known for years, that everybody knows and loves Paul and his playing. Paul played drums our last year or two of gigs with the H2 Big Band. You know, Paul was playing drums with us, and just loved to play with him.
And so you're going to make a live recording out of it, and I imagine that you'll release it later this year?
Yeah, this Wednesday, February 21st. The hope will be to release it. We'll see what we get. From what I hear, you can make a great record there, you know, and I've been putting it off. Paul, the other thing is, Mark and Paul and I did a concert, a year ago, of my original music, and we all agreed, you know, we really have to record this. Let's just set up a date. And being lazy, whatever, I'll get to that. Well, never did. So it immediately came to my mind when Donald gave me this opportunity, like, what do you want to do? Well, I know I really want to do a trio recording. So why not? Let's do it. So, you know, to me, a live performance is more exciting than a studio situation. So why not? And
right, the energy is good. Yeah,
just excited about all three nights. And
how fun!
But they're all, as you can tell, they're very different, aren't they? And there's,
I'm excited. I want to go to all three.
Yeah, and I hope to get other people excited enough to come out, because we need you there. You know, it's going to be each night's going to offer something different, but it's good for everyone to know generally what to expect on each night, so you can sort of pick and choose what you think might suit you the most.
Right, exactly. Well, let's remind our listeners Dave Hansen will take up residency at Dazzle starting on Sunday, February 18th, with a show at 5 p.m., along with all the other shows he just mentioned, especially the last one, February 21st, on the live recording. We want to see you sell out, Dave.
Absolutely.
So you have a good audience track for the live recording there.
We need that, yes.
So for tickets and more information, please visit dazzledenver.com and pick up your tickets today and let them know Backstage Jazz sent you. Before I let you go, Dave, where's the best place I can send our listeners to pick up your music and find out of what you're up to?
I am very active on Facebook. So just, you know, friend me on Facebook. And I'll always be posting about gigs there. So you can find gigs there. And of course, always be checking out the websites of the various jazz clubs in town. Because I'm getting, actually, since retiring from teaching, I'm playing a lot more. So I'm generally out there playing. You can find the H2 music on iTunes, Spotify, the albums that I mentioned earlier. And of course, YouTube. Most of that, including the orchestra record, is available to listen to on YouTube,
okay,
iTunes, Spotify.
And I'll be sure to put links to those websites you just mentioned in the show notes for this episode.
Oh, great.
Thanks for stopping by the show, Dave.
Thank you so much, Steve. I really appreciate it.
If you're enjoying the Backstage Jazz Show, we'd love for you to like, subscribe, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And now, back to the show.
The Backstage Jazz Show was recorded at Little Raven Studios in downtown Denver, and our producer was Craig Stevens. You can find Backstage Jazz wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to stop by our website, backstage-jazz.com, where all past and current episodes have been archived. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can email us at backstagejazz@fastmail.com. This is Steve Roby. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Backstage Jazz.
You've been listening to the Backstage Jazz Show. Join us next time for more great jazz and interviews with your favorite musicians.